making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Celtic are currently taking on Armenian side Alashkert in the Champions League qualifiers. Rangers have made their 8th and 9th summer signings as Lassana Koulibaly and Umar Sadiq sign on loan. And Bruno Alves is set to seal a move to Parma after a year at Ibrox. I'm Andrew McLean and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Mark Guidi.
Hi Andrew, nice to be here.
Well, of course, on top of that, there's a chance for you to grab yourself £5,000 in time for the new season. Every night here from 6 until 7, we'll give you the chance to come on air and you can answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can inside 30 seconds. The aim of the game, as always, get yourself on that leaderboard before we head into finals week starting July 23rd. Not far away now. To do that, you must get a score of at least 6 to get on the leaderboard. We have 3 fans setting the pace at the top. That's David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart McCannon from Stirling, and Terry McCutcheon is up there as well. But if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You can find all the information and instructions there you need to register, or if social media is your thing, head to @ClydeSSB on Twitter, go to our pinned tweet and you'll find it all there. Still a couple of weeks to get in with a chance of winning, Mark.
Yeah, certainly is. You know, 5 grand would be a great wee lift for anybody between now and the start of the new season, Andrew.
Well, before we get the contestants on the line, it would only be right to turn to Celtic at the moment. It's just the second half of their game against Alashkert is just kicking off now. Celtic currently 1-0 up over in Armenia. A goal from Odson Edouard is the difference between the sides, Mark.
Perfect, and it came in stoppage time of the first half, Andrew. And you know, from the pictures that we could see, it was obvious the delight in Brendan Rodgers' face because he sprinted out of the dugout to celebrate. And it just shows you know, getting that advantage in a away goal at such a crucial time. Also coming from Odson Edouard, the £9 million signing a few weeks ago, all things good for Celtic.
It may have been quite a frustrating half for them, really. They did have chances, but Alashkert did look as if they could hit them on the break, but maybe it was just a sort of outpouring of relief, really, from Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, but when you look at that, yeah, I'd agree to you, a little bit of relief in there as well. It was James Forrest. I don't know if he tried to shoot, but he's kind of miskicked the ball a wee bit. He screwed it a wee bit to the left, and Edouard just, you know, showing kind of, you know, striker's instinct, you know, kind of poacher. Was there and put it in from 7 or 8 yards. But you know, a 0-0 would be a good result for Celtic. But if you can go there with a 1-0 victory, or if they can double it and make it 2-0, it just makes it all the more comfortable at Celtic Park next Wednesday night.
I mean, it's certainly not going to be one that you're going to see on highlight reels from years to come, but they all count.
Yep, at this stage, Andrew, you know, I heard there that only 6 places up for grabs in the Champions League. 26 places out of the 32 have already been allocated. 50 teams have started in this long process over the next 7 weeks, and there's only 6 places up for grabs. It's a hell of an ask for Celtic. It shouldn't be taken for granted. 8 ties over the next 7 weeks is going to be a real tough one for them.
Well, it doesn't look like Celtic are making any changes at half time. The team that started the game was Craig Gordon in goal, a back three of Jack Hendry, Christopher Ayer and Jozo Simunovic. 5 across the midfield, James Forrest, Scott Brown, Olivier Ncham, Callum McGregor and Kieran Tierney, with a French strike force of Moussa Dembélé and Odson Edouard. This 3-5-2 system, Brendan Rodgers tested it out last season on a few occasions, but he seems to be favouring it in pre-season, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, it shows that if you've got your two, you know, big strikers, big money strikers, then you go with it. If it's going to provide you goals, you look at the system. You know, I think that Italy really brought back to life again, if you like, a few years ago. A lot of clubs and countries copied it. Conte then took it to Chelsea with him. It was a championship winning formation down there. Here's a chance for Alec. Good save from Craig Gordon there to deny them an equaliser. And then, for example, at the moment you see England using a back three very effectively as well. So, you know, it gives Celtic flexibility and it keeps their opponents guessing.
It certainly seems to make sense as well, because not only have they got Moussa Dembélé and Lee Griffiths in the squad, you go out and spend, you know, the amount of money they've spent on Odson Edouard, a club record fee. You've got 3 top quality strikers there. Yeah. It wouldn't really be right to have 2 of them sitting on the bench.
Well, you know, it's now up to the strikers to go and show that it works, you know, that 2 can play up top. So therefore, you're only leaving 1 guy unhappy if they're all fit and available. So, you know, Brendan Rodgers is kind of saying to his 3 strikers, I'm now providing an extra space in the team for you guys. Go and show to me that you can prove it. Go and show that the two up top is the way forward this season.
And then Lee Griffiths had a tidy up operation during the summer. We know he didn't travel with Scotland to their games in Peru and Mexico. Because of that, he did have his injury problems last season, in and out of the team, sometimes on the bench. He said during the summer he was fit, but he's not even on the bench tonight.
No, it's been a frustrating period, not just for a couple of months. You're probably right, Andrew. For the best part of a season, Lee Griffiths has been in and out. He's never really been able to put a run together and, you know, get to the heights of the kind of 30 goals a season that he would feel that he is capable of getting. So at the moment, when he comes back fit and ready, and we don't know for sure when that's going to be, he'll find himself number three in the pecking order. He's got to either hope for a loss of form from Edouard or Dembele, or for example, that some club comes in with an offer that Celtic can't refuse, or Dembele, and he's sold.
And I wouldn't want to speak for the managers of the other Scottish Premiership teams, but I think if I was a Scottish Premiership manager and I saw Moussa Dembele and Odson Edouard lining up against my side, and they've got Lee Griffiths to come off the bench, you'd be a bit worried.
Well, you look at the physique and the game knowledge of Edouard and Dembele. For two boys are only, you know, 20 and 22 or whatever they are, they've got tremendous physical presence. They know the game, they can lead the line, they're wonderful finishers as well. And it's a kind of partnership that could absolutely bully every central defensive partnership in the SPFL Premiership. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So if they're both available, if they both stay at the club and they're there, you know, they'll cause a serious bit of damage in the domestic game.
Another man that this formation might suit, or probably would suit better, you'd think, is Kieran Tierney. We know he likes to get up and down that line, but it gives him even more protection in behind him with a back three. He gives him the freedom to go forward. There's, of course, been speculation linking him with a move away from the club this summer, but you'd think that is a role that he would, you know, continue to flourish in.
Yeah, whether it's left back or the left side of a five in midfield, Kieran Tierney will just take it in his stride. You know, he just loves playing football, Andrew, you know, got him down that left-hand side all day long. There's been more interest in him during the close season. You know, probably if you asked me this time last year, I thought there was going to be a merry-go-round with left backs down south, big money ones, and I thought that Kieran Tierney would be involved, and there would have been a temptation for the club to cash in him and be for the boy to go and try his luck down there. Now, if you're asking me, I think, as we common knowledge now, it will take a minimum £25 million before Celtic will consider letting him speak to anyone. But I think Kieran Tierney wants to be at Celtic to try and do 10 in a row. You know, whether Celtic get to that, get to 8 or get to 9, we don't know that. But I think he wants to be here, and by that point he's what, 24 or 25, whatever he is. And he can then go and, you know, see what's ahead of him. But I think he's a proper Celtic lad and wants to be here for the next 2 or 3 years.
You talk about that £25 million price tag. For English clubs, a lot of English clubs, it's quite scarily, it's not that much money
anymore.
But, you know, could that maybe put some clubs off if they think, you know, he's only played, yes, he's had experience in the Champions League, but week in, week out, he is playing in the Scottish Premiership. Is that maybe something that would put them off?
It might put some off. But, you know, if you take the snobbery out of the equation, then you can see that that's the kind of value that he is. And if you want to say draw a comparison with Andrew Robertson, I'm not saying Kieran Tierney's better than Andrew Robertson, but what is Andrew Robertson's transfer value now at Liverpool? You know, Tierney's in and around that bracket, I would say. So for Celtic, they don't need the money. The boy's not chapping the door to get away. So, you know, therefore it's not like they need to say, well, we'll take the first bid that comes in. You know, Celtic might say, actually, we'll hold out for 30 or 32 or 35 because they don't need to sell. So, you know, I think that he's a terrific young player, and you know, I don't see him leaving Celtic anytime soon.
And as you say, they're not needing to sell, but you maybe take a look at the bench, and, you know, four of those players that are on that Celtic bench were out on loan last season. There's the likes of Lewis Morgan, Ryan Christie, Scott Allen. Bringing in players is possibly something that Brendan Rodgers, you know, he's come out and said during the summer that he does need to improve on this squad.
Yeah,
John McGinn is one of the players that Celtic are looking at. Would, you know, do you feel that would be the right move?
John McGinn going to Celtic?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've said that for a long time. I think John McGinn, A, has the ability, and B, has a mentality to cope with a move to Celtic. And I also think that he could go in there and be a regular player week in, week out. Not quite sure if he's going to dislodge Scott Brown or Olivier Nchan, but I think you find a way, particularly if you're going with five in the midfield now, if that's a preferred formation, then I think Scott I think John McGinn can find a slot in there. 1.5 million. I think Hibs are right to knock back that kind of money. I certainly think he's worth more than that, and you know, I think Celtic will need to up it. Maybe in time, once Celtic get all their players back from World Cup duty, then it might free up a couple of places. A couple of those boys that you mentioned, the bench, would then maybe move on, particularly somebody like a Scott Allen. So there's a lot of work to be done in terms of ins and outs at Celtic over the period. But I think, yes, they've spent 9 million in odds in Edward, but I think the supporters and the manager want to see a wee bit more activity, and like you see probably another, at least another two bodies in between now and the end of the transfer window.
Those players that are on the bench, the likes of Morgan, Christie, Allen, do you feel that they're currently in the squad at the moment so Brendan Rodgers can assess them going forward and then see whether he, you know, A, wants to loan them out, B, feels that he needs to sell them, or C, feels that they are a part of the squad going forward?
Yeah, a bit of all of that, and also for the players to actually say, I don't think I'm going to do it here, or if you're telling me I'm only going to be on the bench, you know, 9 games out of 10, that's not good enough for me. So can you sort something out for me, whether it's a loan deal, or what kind of fee you're looking for us to move away permanently? So yeah, it's a chance for all parties to size each other up.
But of course, having a look at Celtic in this game at the moment, it's not been a dominant display from them, you'd say, so far. But going into it, there was a lot of factors people were talking about. The temperature, it's about 35 yeah. degrees there, which means yeah. that they're actually having water breaks during the game. I think it's 32 degrees is the temperature that they have to have mandatory water breaks. There's also the altitude. It's Yerevan is a very high city, and the long journey as well, about a 7,000 mile round trip. So I think on the first competitive game of the season, you could probably forgive Celtic for not being at top speed.
Nah, listen, they'll be nowhere near it, Andrew. What they've got to hope is if they can keep progressing, that, you know, if it's going to be Rosenberg in the next round, that you want to see an improvement. But in terms of this stage of the season, the Champions League qualifiers, considering it's 25, 30 million quid, at the end of it all, up for grabs. I have to be honest, performances don't matter a jot. It's just getting through. If you're fortunate enough to get to tie number 8, that you do enough to go over the line and then qualify for the tournament proper. So, you know, if Celtic scrape by every game 1-0 or 2-1 or 5-4, doesn't matter. As long as they win their ties and as long as they get them, that's all that Brendan Rodgers will care about.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our first contestant on the line for £5,000 fan, and it is Matthew from Paisley. Matthew,
how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks. How are you feeling about £5,000 fan?
It's been good. I've been listening, so it's good.
Have you been playing along at home?
A wee bit.
How have you been scoring?
Probably about 3 or 4 or something.
So yeah, for that seems to be the sort of general consensus when people come on here, is that they say they get a three or four at home, but you never know. This could very well be your afternoon. You're a Rangers fan, of course. 2 signings in today. Are you excited?
Definitely, aye. Hopefully it's going the right direction, so we'll see how it goes.
Will you be going to the game on Thursday?
I'll definitely be going, yep.
Good stuff. Well, as always, 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. The aim of the game, as always, is to stay on that leaderboard until finals week, which is now less than 2 weeks away. How does that sound?
I do.
Perfect. Well, we'll get straight into it. Who is Uruguay's all-time top goal scorer?
Cavani.
The Cottagers is the nickname of which English Premiership side?
Pass.
Which former Liverpool striker has joined Japanese side Sagan Tosu?
Pass.
Which Portuguese island was Cristiano Ronaldo born in?
Aveiro.
Who did Sam Querrey famously knock out of Wimbledon last year?
Djokovic.
The Gables Endies is the nickname of which Scottish League One team?
Pass.
Which African country is Rangers midfielder Lassana Koulibaly from? And you're out of time, unfortunately.
Mali.
Oh. Just out of time. Unfortunately, you got it right as well. That's the annoying thing. It's the way of the game, Mark, isn't it?
Definitely.
Well, what we'll do here is we'll have a go through. How do you feel you got on?
Not too well. Not too good.
Right, let's have a read through. Who's Uruguay's all-time top goal scorer? You went for Edinson Cavani. The answer, Mark, do you know it?
No, but it's not, because it's Forlan.
It's Luis Suarez.
Oh, is it Suarez?
Luis Suarez is the all-time top goal scorer. The Cottagers is the nickname of which English Premiership side? You passed on that one.
Fulham.
It is Fulham. Newly promoted Fulham. And it's Fernando Torres that has moved to Japan. Sagan Tosu. Which Portuguese island was Cristiano Ronaldo born on? You went for?
Aveiro, something I said.
Well, the answer, you are close. It's Madeira.
Oh, Madeira. Right.
Madeira, you are close. Unfortunately, not a point on that one. Who did Sam Querrey famously knock out of Wimbledon last year? I think you're always going to go for one of the big four. Djokovic, Federer, Nadal and Murray. Unfortunately for you, it was Murray. It was Andy Murray. The Gables Endies is the nickname of which Scottish League One team? Is Montrose the answer to that one? And unfortunately, the one you got correct was out of time.
Oh,
that's a very, very unfortunate. Rangers new signing Lassana Koulibaly is from Mali. So unfortunately, Matthew, a zero for yourself.
That's good.
But hey, Mark, it's the taking part that counts.
You don't get one right there, no.
Unfortunately not, no.
All right, sorry, I thought you'd get at least one there, Matthew, sorry.
Oh well, it's the taking part that counts, at least, Matthew. But thank you very much for getting involved. If you think you can do better, make sure to head to Clyde1.com and you can find all the relevant information and instructions you need to register. Or if Twitter's your thing, find us at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and you can find all the information there. Mark, while I was doing that, you were keeping an eye on the Celtic game. Any chances?
No, nothing really. Edouard did a wee kind of sniff, but not a great chance. But Celtic really just playing a containing game. Happy that when they're in possession, just to knock it about, keep the ball, just keep it nice and sensible. And look, you know, almost an hour on the clock. If they can get away from Armenia tonight with a 1-0 victory, I think everybody will be absolutely delighted.
Because you'd feel that, you know, famous last words really, but you'd feel that Celtic are definitely strong enough to hold them off at Celtic Park.
Yeah, absolutely. You would take, if you would offer Brendan Rodgers before a 1-0 victory, as you say, taking everything into account, you know, the heat, the travel, Celtic's first competitive game since the Scottish Cup final 7 weeks ago, then you would have taken a 1-0 win all day long. Because it is the old cliche, if you want to call it, there's no easy games in Europe, but there's not, particularly when you're just getting a team back together and it's a first competitive game after only 2 or 3 weeks worth of training.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on Celtic's match with Alish Kerr, of course, going into the second part. And as well as that, we'll be having a look at Rangers' two new signings today. Those are all coming up after the travel with Alison.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Mark Guidi here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. We'll get another contestant on the line soon. We're obviously keeping an eye on Celtic's game, and we'll have a word on two new Rangers signings soon. If you want to give us a call, 0141 951 1025 is the number, or you can tweet us at ClydeSSB. John in Linwood has come on the phone. John?
Andrew, Mark, how are you doing?
Hi, John.
Good,
guys,
thanks.
I'm watching the game just now. Obviously, it's the start of the season. Things will be slow, but I'm starting to get annoyed. And I'll tell you why, guys. I'm talking about the Champions League to get into it. You know, it looks like the Champions League are trying to squeeze Scotland out of the Champions League altogether. Now, we have pedigree with Celtic, obviously, Rangers, Aberdeen, Dundee United. All of these qualifiers to get into the Champions League is really doing my nothing. And it feels rotten, because as I said, we have a pedigree in it. Are they trying to, we're such a small nation. Are they trying to squeeze us out of the Champions League? You know, how long does this go on, like, you know, where we're champions of Scotland and we have to play all these games to get into the Champions League? Do we need a stronger Rangers? And it sounds like we do. Because if we did, then the two of them are fighting together. The two of them are fighting to get into the Champions League, where in the old days, we would automatically get into the Champions League, first and second.
Well, Mark, it is all about coefficients, really, and where the teams lie. I don't think any country apart from Latvia has fallen further in the coefficients in the last 10 years than Scotland have. Only Latvia are have fallen further than Scotland, but really it's just about how teams perform in Europe and from there on.
Yeah, as you know, I think if UEFA, if the big guns had their way, yeah, you know, countries like Scotland would be out the equation, and you know, you would have a fifth team from Germany or Italy or Spain or England, you know, coming into it. So like I said, John, 50 teams are going into these qualifiers, only 6 places up for grabs. 26 places have already been decided. In terms of your earlier point, you know, about, you know, our teams in Europe, you know, part of the reason why, because we don't win enough games. You know, you look at Rangers last summer, knocked out in the first qualifier of the Europa League. You look at Hibs, you look at Aberdeen, you look at Hearts in previous years. You look at Celtic up until Brendan Rodgers arrived for a couple of years under Ronnie Dyla, couldn't get into the Champions League. And then sometimes when we do get into the group stages of competitions, you know, we're doing well to win one, maybe two games maximum. So you take all that into the equation, and we're not making it easy for ourselves. We're not presenting a great case for Scotland to have entry. And yet when you think a decade ago with two teams in the Champions League, you know, when Gordon Strachan and Alex McLeish were managers, you know, we were going for it, but we don't win enough games in Europe, and it is, you know, up to the likes of Rangers to try and get into the Europa League, try and win some games. It's up to the likes of Hibs and Aberdeen to try and copy what Celtic have been doing the past couple of years in terms of the qualifiers. Then once you get into the section, anything else is a bonus on top of that, John, because it's so difficult now for our clubs just to get to the party. It's like the national team. All you want to do is get to the party. Anything on top of that's a bonus.
Bonus.
Yeah.
But Mark, it's so frustrating.
It is for Celtic having to play 8 ties, team, I think, you know, it's an absolute disgrace.
Well as well, you know, but
it's a disgrace that they have to play 8 ties, the champions of Scotland. It really is that they're starting back this early. But, you know, the big guns control the game.
John, and I know. Oh, on you go, John.
The money that we need in the Scottish game, you know, as you just said there, Mark, with the Hibs, the Aberdeens, the Rangers, you know, doing well in Europe. You know, it's about time, I think, we should start supporting each other, and hopefully Scottish football may improve, but that's a perfect world, mate.
It's quite a refreshing view, isn't it, Mark? There's not all fans would, you know, not all Celtic fans would like to see Rangers do well in Europe and vice versa, but it's good to see someone...
Oh, not too well, you know. Yeah,
of course.
Don't I exaggerate too much there, you know, Andrew?
But for the greater good, you wouldn't mind seeing Rangers win a few games?
Because I just get fed up with the amount of qualifiers that Celtic have to go through to get into the money game.
Well, thank you very much to John in Linwood for that call. You can give us a call 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved, or you can give us a tweet at ClydeSSB. We'll move on to Rangers now. They've made 2 summer signings today, their 8th and 9th signings of the window. The first of those announced earlier on today, 22-year-old midfielder Lassana Koulibaly has joined from French side Angers on a year-long loan deal. And Umar Sadiq is the other player that's joined. He's been talked about, I think, a bit more than Koulibaly over here. He's 21 years old, a tall striker from Roma. Would you say that's good business done there by Steven Gerrard?
Well, he obviously thinks it is, Andrew, because, you know, he's put pressure on his board to go and deliver another couple of players. So you've got to trust the manager's judgment. And I think that pretty much any signings that Steven Gerrard makes, he's thinking these guys can come and make an impact. You know, now whether he thinks they can start 35, 40 games from this season, I don't know. Time will tell, because it's not always about ability. It's about the mentality aspect of it as well, and coping with 50,000 fans every other week. But certainly, Sadiq, you'd like to think that if you are on the books at Roma, you've got something about you. He was in loan at Breda last season, scored a few goals in the Dutch league. Koulibaly, he's been playing in France. So you put all that into the mix. And what I would say is, I'd be disappointed and I'd be surprised if the kind of guys that he's signing, Stevie Gerrard, is not better than what's been there. Because we don't want to go back to last season all the time, but it was an absolute disgrace from Rangers in big games. It wasn't good enough for the club, and that's why the place has to be gutted. That's why Stevie Gerrard has added another 2 signings in the past 24 hours. Is that 9 now?
Up to nine summer signings.
So it's up to 9, and I think if he has his way, there'll be at least 3 more between now and August the 31st, and that's what's needed to happen. But when you bring in, let's say it ends up a nice round 10 new players, imagine if you can get 6 of them to be successful in your first season by making a major contribution, then you've got to be happy with that, you know. So that's a law of averages.
I mean, look at the two positions they've brought in players. One, Umar Sadiq, is a striker. When you look at their friendly on Friday night, the only senior striker they had on their books was Alfredo Morelos, who started the game. Zach Rudden came off the bench. He did score, but you wouldn't expect that he'd be a player that Steven Gerrard is planning on putting much pressure on this season to perform.
No.
But even at that, two senior strikers, is that enough?
He'd probably look for a third one, I would imagine. And, you know, unless he can go and get... Again, he'll look at Morelos and say, do I think Morelos is going to get me 20, 25 goals a season? Do I see Morelos being a match winner against Celtic? That's the bottom line. Do I see Morelos going to Tynecastle and Pittodrie and being a main player for me? Do I see Sadiq being a match winner against Celtic? He will judge that over the next 4 or 5 weeks. And if he doesn't have a match winner there, he's then got to go back to his board and say, listen, whatever we've got in the kitty, beg, steal, borrow, we need to find someone else. Now, he may well think that he's got the answer already, but if they don't show up over the next 5 or 6 weeks, Andrew, he'll need to go and try and find somebody a bit more with a bit more of a calibre, a bit more experience under a belt, like a 27, a 20, a 29 year old that's been round the block. But time will tell, and we'll have those answers over the next few weeks.
You look at that friendly on Friday night, it was a 4-3-3 that Steven Gerrard played, three central midfielders, which is a bit of a change from the system that Rangers have been playing before. But that central midfield area, it's been a bit of a problem area, really, when you look at, you know, Jason Holt, who was there last season, played a few games, he's already out the door on loan, never worked out for Carlos Peña. You've had the likes of Ryan Jack, Jordan Roster, Graham Dorans, they've had injury problems.
Not good enough. Bottom line, not good enough. What you've got to try and build, what Steven Gerrard will be trying to build very quickly, is a championship winning side, a championship winning squad. Were you going to win a title with those guys? No, because if it had a year or two to go and show, and they've not been anywhere near the standard. Are they going to go dominate Olivier and Sham and Callum McGregor and Tom Rogic and Scott Brown at the moment? No, but then he's hoping that these new guys, maybe a new formation, can go and do it. But, you know, the Rangers players that have been shown the door, the ones that will be shown the door between now and the end of August, have only got themselves to blame. They're not good enough to go and win a title.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at Clyde1.com.
Well, it's time to get our second contestant on the line tonight, and it is Stephen from Parkhouse. Stephen,
how you doing? Okay.
Good, thanks. Are you feeling confident going into £5,000 fan?
I've had a few fives and sixes, but I've also had a few twos and threes listening in, so.
It's the way the game goes, unfortunately. You're a Celtic fan. Are you watching the game tonight?
Aye, so, and I've muted it so it doesn't distract me.
What have you made of Celtic's performance so far?
I mean, it's hard to say. It's really early. There's been a few slack passes at the back, but good finish by Edward.
And, of course, the goal, not a classic, but they all count.
Exactly. Great. It was a good first-time finish, but James Forrest's shot was a bit... I don't know, you're going to get away with that in the golf course, but aren't we?
Well, 30 seconds on the clock, as usual, to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. Aim of the game, as always, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. How does that suit you?
By the way.
Which football team won the most Ukrainian top flight titles?
Dynamo Kiev.
What was the halftime score between Celtic and Alishkert?
1-0 Celtic.
What is the name of Leeds United's home ground?
Ellen Road.
Czech striker David Vanacek has signed a pre-contract with which Scottish club?
Hearts.
Paul Nielsen and Jondal Thomason are top goal scorers for which European nation?
Denmark.
Which Scottish League One team play at Town Methil?
Pass.
Name one Scottish team current Belgian manager Graham Jones played for.
St. Johnson.
How do you think he got on, Mark?
Six, I think. I think six, yeah.
We'll have a read through. How do you feel about that one, Stephen?
I'm annoyed that I didn't get the one that I passed on.
Well, we'll have a look through and see how you performed. Which football team has won the most Ukrainian top flight titles? You said Dynamo Kiev, and you were correct. Straight on the leaderboard, and of course you got this one right. You're watching the Celtic game. Halftime score, 1-0. Then we got to English football. Leeds United's home ground. You went for Elland Road, three in a row. David Vanacek has signed a pre-contract with Hearts. And that's what you said. So four in a row, not a bad start at all. Paul Nielsen and Jondal Thomason are the top goal scorers for Denmark. Five. And the one you passed on, I'll give you a go to see if you can get it now. Which Scottish League One team play in the town Methil?
East Fife.
It is East Fife.
I actually didn't heard the question, that's what it was.
But name one team that current Belgian assistant manager Graham Jones played for. He went for St Johnstone, and it was St Johnstone, which means that you get a six, and that puts you on the leaderboard, Stephen.
Excellent.
Well done, Stephen.
I'm annoyed that I missed that one. I'm passed on.
Well, a six has got you on the leaderboard, so you can't be too worried about that. So six is certainly a good score. That's what people are aiming for here to get themselves into finals week. So Stephen could be on a chance to win that £5,000. And if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. All the information is there if you're wanting to register. Why wouldn't you want to give it a go for £5,000? Or if Twitter's your thing, at ClydeSSB, that's us. Go to our pinned tweet and all the information is there. Well, we're talking about Rangers there, Mark. Nine summer signings, that is now. How hard is that, especially with competitive action just a couple of days away? How hard is it going to be for Steven Gerrard to try and gel that team so quickly?
Yeah, it won't be easy, Andrew, you know, but that's what he's been brought to Rangers to do, to bring players in and to improve on last season and to make a proper challenge to Celtic, to try and win this league as quickly as possible, to go and get a cup on the board, go and win the League Cup, the Betfred Cup, go and win the William Hill Scottish Cup, go and do whatever it is, just go and bring some success to the club. It's been, what, 7 years since Rangers won a major trophy. There's also been circumstances in between that, but what's happened the past couple of years, considering the amount of money that the board gave a couple of managers, hasn't been good enough. That's why there's been wholesale changes required. That's why Steven Gerrard will want even more between now and the end of August. If he can get Bruno Alves out the door, great. That frees up, you know, a decent wage from as well to go and play about with. But you know, I just get the feeling that he's made good signings, but I still think if you want to be a championship winning team, he's going to need a real top draw player up the top of the pitch, and I think he'll go and try and get one. I don't think they have that match win against Celtic. They don't have a Dembele on their books. I know he doesn't come cheap, and you know it's a lot of homework and a bit of luck to get someone like that. But I think that behind the scenes, Rangers will still be going to trying to get a real, with all respect to Morelles and Sadiq, someday as close to the finish articles they can get.
Well, we're going to take a quick call before we head into the break. It's Charlie, a Rangers fan from Airdrie. Charlie,
how are you doing? All right.
Good, thanks. What's your point tonight?
I just wanted to put a point to Mark, whether he agrees or disagrees. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Charlie.
I would like to agree with Steven Gerrard, right? I'm glad he's here, not the rest of it, right? I'm glad he's everything that's happening and the rest of it. But we've all got our own point of view. And the biggest surprise to me is he's made Tavernier captain. As far as I was concerned, I was hoping Tavernier would get Celt. Because the way I look at it is, Celtic must be laughing and saying to himself, for God's sake, I've kept Tavernier as captain. They shouldn't fix him out. You know what I mean? Because last year, they know all about Tavernier. And maybe Gerrard can maybe improve a player a bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he'll be any better than he was last year.
He's got to be better, otherwise he won't get a game. But Charlie, you're right. You think him in the last two Old Firm games, it was 4-0 and 5-0. You know, James Tavernier was a big, big letdown. Now, maybe Steven Gerrard's thought, I know I can get better out of this player. He's probably the heart-to-heart with him, and thought, I need you to be a big part of this team. And in order to do that, I'm going to give you the responsibility of being the captain. Now, if it wasn't going to be James Tavernier, who would you have had, Charlie?
Well, the first thing I would have thought, as I said, I was hoping Tavernier would get settled. Flanagan would take his place. Tavernier would end up sitting on the bench. I would have made McGregor captain because he's been at Rangers before, as you know. Uh-huh. Putting on the odds for the back, you know, the rest of it, organising players for the back, what have you. Uh-huh. And but the displays, Tavernier, a whole lot, as you said a wee minute ago, every single one in the team, every single one in that team, didn't show a leg last year. And to give him captainship after the way they played last year, I was very disappointed. I hope he proved wrong, but at the end of the day, I don't know what he done it for.
Well, thank you to Charlie and Airdrie for calling us. And just before we go into a break, it is 2-0 Celtic. James Forrest has doubled the Hoops lead, and it looks as if they will be taking a win back to Parkhead with them. After the break, we'll be looking at an imminent Rangers departure. That's after the travel with Alison.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly. The moment.
Mark Guidi here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. We'll be looking at an imminent Rangers departure soon. But if you want to give us a call, 0141 951 1025 is the number, or you can give us a tweet at ClydeSSB. Charlie from Cambus Lang is on the phone. Charlie.
Good evening, lads. How are you?
Good evening. What's your point tonight?
My point is, personally, I think the situation with Celtic having to play so many qualifiers for to get into the Champions League, personally, I think they need to change the name of the trophy, because it's not a Champions League. It's not been for a long, long time. I mean, when four clubs can get in from England, four clubs from Spain, but yet and all, Celtic can do a double treble. They've won the league title how many years in a row, and yet and all, they still have to play so many qualifiers to get in. It's a bit of a disgrace. So they need to change the name of the Champions League trophy. For example, look at Liverpool last year, made it all the way to the final. When was the last time they won a league title? I think, personally, that trophy, I would rather my club, Man United, that's who my team is, I'd rather them out of it and concentrate on winning their league title than I would the Champions League. I think the Champions League's a farce now. The only thing that's good about it takes in the money to the clubs, obviously. But other than that, I don't think the trophy name suits what it is. Because it's not Champions, it's who FIFA decides wants to get into it. And Celtic should not be playing as many qualifiers to get into it.
Mark?
Yeah, it's UEFA that decide... Charlie, I think the point that you made in terms of Celtic, they're not going to win the Champions League. They're a million miles away from ever winning it. But the 25-30 million for getting past these qualifiers is what it's about for them, and anything on top of that is a bonus. And I think for your own club, Man United, if we believe that the Man United fans are kind of pretty much had enough of Jose Mourinho, then I think that he has to concentrate on the Premier League title down the road and try and win that, because I think there may well be a wee bit of pressure on him from the Man United fans, because you'll know better than me, but they don't appear to be happy with the style of football. You look at Man United finished second in the league, got to the FA Cup final. Jurgen Klopp finishes fourth in the league, but Jurgen Klopp's a hero because of the style of football that they play with. Man United finished two places above them, and Mourinho's getting slaughtered.
I totally agree with what you're saying. Yeah, the situation is, looking at the World Cup just now with Pogba. Pogba's never played as good a football as what he has until now, and it's all because of the style of management. He's playing his attacking format the way he wants to play, shooting the ball forward. Mourinho, you're 100% Mourinho's too defensive. But what's your opinion on the name of the trophy, the Champions League, when the likes of a club can finish in fourth place and get all the way through to the final but haven't won a league title, haven't been champions in their own country in how many centuries?
Yeah, it's been more than 30 years, I think, since Liverpool won the title. Yeah. But it's called the Champions League. It's got the name, it's got the brand, it's got the theme tune. You know, it's got champion clubs. I don't know, what are they going to... what's the alternative?
Could we not go back to first and second and make it proper?
That's not going to happen, Charlie.
It's a part of too much money involved, that's the problem.
Yeah, the big clubs
dictate. Thank you very much, lad.
Okay, cheers, Charlie.
Thank you very much to Charlie. And just as Charlie's come off the line there, it's 3-0 to Celtic. Cal McGregor has stroked one home. What did you make of that one, Mark?
Yeah, nice wee finish, I think, through the legs of the defender, 14-15 yards, just into the keeper's bottom left-hand corner. Listen, to your first your first competitive game away from home in Europe at the moment, it was at the last minute of the game there, Andrew, a 3-0 victory, that's really good going by Celtic, albeit the quality of the opposition is going to increase if they're fortunate enough to get through each round. But that takes the pressure off next week. That, you know, really does. And that's a terrific result for Celtic tonight.
Well, let's have a look at another piece of news coming out of Rangers today, and that's the fact that Bruno Alves looks as if he's sealed a move away from the club to head back to Italy. The defender was, of course, away at the World Cup with Portugal, but doesn't appear to be in Steven Gerrard's plans for the coming season. Does that surprise you at all, Mark?
That he's not in the plans?
Yes.
No, he should have been away long ago. You know, this time last year, I think we were all saying, wow, you know, Bruno Alves, what a coup. Bringing in Cardozo as well, if you think, you know, that's an area of the team that had to be addressed. That was one thing that was always very critical of Matt Warburton about, that he never addressed it properly, the central defensive partnership. I thought that was the case under Cassinha this time last year. But Alves, for whatever reason, you know, if it's, you know, I think we'll agree, was on a minimum £30,000 a week. So if he's pulled in £1.5 million in the past year, it's been an absolute waste of money. And you know, whatever deal Rangers have struck with him, then it's a good deal to get him out the door, because he is just a great player in these days. And not going to criticise his CV, he's got a great CV, but in terms of now and what he brought to Rangers, once again, is he going to help Rangers win a title? Is he a championship winning centre half? Nowhere near it anymore.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Time to get our third contestant of the night on the line, and it is William. William.
Andy, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you? Feeling confident going into £5,000 Fan?
Not really, no, but I'll give it a bash anyway.
We're just talking about Bruno Alves there. Is he a player that you're surprised seeing leaving the club?
Not really. As Mark says, yeah, man, he was a big signing when he came in. I thought it was going to be better than he was, but he just didn't cut it. Like, he bottled it at Parkhead a few times and went half the injuries that he didn't have and stuff like that. He's better away. £30,000, a lot of money to go on other players. It's younger and better. I think it's a good thing.
When you look at the centre-back options that Rangers have, of course, Goldson and Katic are the two that have come in. David Bates has left the club. Ross McCrory seems to be more suited to a midfield role. Do you think that another body is needed in that area?
No, I think we're solid. I was at the game Friday night and we looked superb. The big man, his debut, scoring a goal. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Left-back. Just a goal scorer. We get a goal scorer, we should be right this year.
Right, well, let's get straight. Oh, sorry about that, William. We'll get straight into £5,000 Fan, shall we? 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Of course, you can pass or guess. Aim of the game, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. A 6 will get you on that leaderboard. How does that sound to you?
Hub.
Well, we'll get straight into it. Middlesbrough fullback Hayden Coulson has joined which Scottish team on loan?
Hibs.
Which Scottish League 2 badge shows two swords behind a red flower?
Nah.
Who scored the winner in Belgium's 3-2 win over Japan?
Kaku.
Who did Livingston beat in the final when they won the League Cup?
United.
Which MLS team did Thierry Henry play for?
Nah, I don't know.
Who nicknamed Old Trafford the Field of Dreams?
Ferguson.
How many... Just... Not enough time there. How do you feel you got on?
Oh, I think I get about one if I'm lucky.
Let's have a quick read through. It's St Mirren that Hayden Coulson has joined from Middlesbrough. So not the best start, unfortunately. The League 2 team with a badge that has two swords behind a red flower, that's Albion Rovers. Nasser Chadli was the player that scored the winner in Belgium's 3-2 win over Japan. So not on the board there. It was Hibs that Livingston beat in the final when they won the League Cup. Thierry Henry, it was New York Red Bulls that he joined. And it was Bobby Charlton that nicknamed Old Trafford the Field of Dreams. So unfortunately, William, that's a 0.
A 0. Just
like, oh well,
unlucky, William.
Unlucky, unlucky. Well, thank you very much to William for getting involved. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the relevant information and instructions there, or our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB. You can go there and you will be able to register. That is Celtic 3-0 winners over Alaskert. The full time whistle has gone in scoreline. A comfortable victory, Mark, and they'll be delighted to take that back with them.
Yeah, opening competitive game, first of what Celtic will hope will be 8 Champions League qualifiers that will culminate in them getting £30 million and getting into the tournament. So that's round one taken care of. It's now all about taking care of Rosenborg in round two.
And just going back to what William was saying there about Rangers' defensive options, he said that he didn't feel Rangers needed another body in there at centre back. However, you know, at the friendly against Bury, the two centre-backs they brought on, young Aidan Wilson, young Kyle Bradley, it's kind of the same situation as they had up front with Zach Rudden coming on. You'd feel that, you know, if they want to be serious contenders this season, they'll need to bolster.
Yeah, they need another one. And that's what, is it Jake Cooper at Millwall?
Jake Cooper at Millwall, yes.
That Stephen Gerrard's been keen on. There's been an inquiry made. So clearly, Stephen Gerrard believes another centre-half needs to be brought in. And I absolutely agree with him. As good as he can. Top draw, because I think he did make some comments about Katic after saying, listen, we need to be careful, he's still only 21. So again, he's maybe just, you know, sown the season in terms of saying to his board as well, I need an experienced number 9 and a real experienced number 5.
Well, that's it for tonight's show. My thanks to Mark Guidi for joining me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. The search continues tomorrow, where Ronnie Charters will be joined by Fraser Wishart.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.